Well, welcome to all of Team Eagles, those of you who are on, and far more of you, I'm sure, who will be listening to this call recorded. This is Mick Daly. Jenny and I have been with this company, wonderful company, for over 23 years, and we have these Momentum Monday calls every Monday night, have done so for several years. And tonight, once again, we will continue with our discussion of and our study of the book GoPro. But let me also welcome all of you new members to Team Eagles. We only name you and welcome you by name once a month to save time, but we still want you to feel very welcome to Team Eagles and to these calls. So, as I've said, we are studying the book GoPro, which we are finding very refreshing. We hope you who are reading and studying the book would agree with us, and even if you aren't studying the book, there is so much to be gained by listening to these calls and by, of course, studying every topic that we cover in the book, which is also covered at our team website, Team JP for Juice Plus, teamjp.net, which we hope you're using as much as other people in the company are. We're getting a tremendous hit rate on that website. So tonight is a very important subject. Chapter 9, skill number 6, helping your new Juice Plus rep get started properly, get started successfully. It really is one of the most important topics that we can discuss. I will go through just a few of the key principles which Eric Worre, the author of the book, lays out for us in this chapter, which are really, really important. And then we'll dive into how we help you get new Juice Plus reps on your team started successfully. First of all, in Chapter 9, Eric lays out the basic principles, which are that all professionals, all Juice Plus professionals, get their new reps on their team started properly by setting proper expectations, by helping them get quick results, and then continue by guiding the new person through the many phases of our profession, of our virtual franchise business. Eric then describes the game plan interview, which he saw one of the really successful professionals in his business do with a brand new rep. And he chose that as a model. Now, I will come back to this, but our equivalent of the game plan interview is what is laid out at our Team JP website. So the interview that he modeled took four parts. The first part was to congratulate the new distributor. That seems like an obvious thing to do, but, well, why not? Congratulations, and whenever... Well, I know Ginny is on the call, and Ginny is really, really good at getting her new team members on a welcome call with Jenny or with me. She's had, I think, three or four on this call with us in the last month, on a call with us in the last month. And I hope, Jenny, that we do that. I hope that Jenny or I, first of all, congratulate the new person. I know we welcome them, but it does occur to me, and this is sort of what Eric is getting at here. The new person getting started usually starts with a great deal of enthusiasm, and I just hope that we are as excited for them as they are and as excited as we are for ourselves, because it's always exciting having a new person join our team. So the second step, part two of the game plan interview, is where he sets expectations. And this is very eye-opening, very illuminating, even for us. Because, frankly, I'm not sure we are very professional at this part. This is all about setting expectations where, and I quote the book, where he says, if you succeed in this business, you being the new Juice Plus rep, the new person on our team, the new person we have just sponsored, if you succeed in this business, it's going to be you who creates that success, not me. If you fail, this is pretty hard, it's going to be you who creates the failure, not me. You are going to be the difference between success and failure. But you know what? That is the truth. He says, I will guide you every step of the way, but I can't do it for you. I'm here to work with you, but not for you. And on the next page, he says that he is the teacher for his group, and he's not the slave to his group. So, you know, we may set wrong expectations sometimes when we stress, you're not going to do this alone, we're going to do this with you. Only because some people may feel that when we say we'll do this with you, they may feel that we're going to do it with them and for them. And setting expectations, proper expectations, wouldn't let that new person believe that. We are a resource, as the author says. And then the next thing he says, which is very powerful, my job is to help you become independent of me as quickly as possible. Then he asks a great question, and you guys know how important it is for us to ask great questions. And he says, you know, after explaining that his job is to help them become independent, do you agree that's a good goal? What a great question that is. Okay, I confess, I do not do that. I am going to do that from henceforth. Now, understand, this part, setting the expectations, is very hard for a new Juice Plus rep to do. I wouldn't expect a new person to do this when they bring on board, when they sponsor their first, their second, or even their third team member. But that's where we come in, because if you get those people on a welcome call with us, then we will do that. We will set those expectations for them and for you, and that should help a lot. Then he goes on and does something which, again, we don't do, and maybe we should, which is setting expectations that there will be ups and downs as you build your business. And he very wisely says, I'll know when you're in one of those bad times. When you aren't calling me, yep. When you aren't showing up for meetings, mm-hmm. When you aren't on these calls, that's right. If you're having hard times, then not showing up, not coming on these calls is an indicator of that. I know people get busy, but these calls are really important, in our opinion. But then he asks a fantastic question. When that happens to you, that is, when you're hitting those hard times, how do you want me to handle that? Do you want me to leave you alone? Or do you want me to persist and remind you why you made this decision in the first place to get started in this business? And he didn't say so, but I would say, do you want me to encourage you, to help you to get over, to get through this bad time? Great, great questions. Okay, so part three of the game plan interview is the getting started checklist. I'm going to come back to that in more detail because that's exactly what we have at teamjp.net. But he does stress that that checklist comes in five parts. The first part is to make sure the new person is using the products. That's a given, right? No. No, it's not. Because we know far too many people who start in this business, and they're certainly not using all the products. We have an expression, every person needs to become a product of the product, because that's when your belief is well set, when you have a foundation of a strong belief in Juice Plus. And you know what? This new complete transformation plan, this program, that guarantees that, because anyone who is going through the complete transformation, six-week jumpstart, boy, do they become a product of the product, and fast. Incredible. More of that as we start the year 2014. Number two in the checklist is to make sure you're using all the tools, and we've gone through that in some detail. Number three is to make sure you are connected using the websites, using these calls and other calls, using the webinars, and using other events. We've used that, and we'll come back to that. We've covered that, and we'll come back to that again. Step four in the checklist is to understand the compensation plan. And fortunately, with our Juice Plus virtual franchise, you only need to understand, certainly in the early months of your business, the high-level overview that's available in the virtual franchise brochure that you have in your starter guide, the virtual franchise video that's at the website, and the introduction to the virtual franchise webinar, which I'll mention again in a moment. And then step five of the Getting Started checklist is to train your district, your new rep, on how to properly invite their prospects, their friends, their family, their neighbors, to understand more about Juice Plus and more about our business as appropriate. So that's the checklist part, part three of the game plan interview. And then game plan interview part four is to help them, is to lay out a game plan with them, develop a game plan with them to help them get results quickly. What results? How quickly? During their first week to be able to get their first customer. Even during that first week to be able to get their first team member. Now that will be a great way to start them on a fast track to 10-1-10, to get their bonus, to get off to a great start. To get them to their first event, if they haven't already been to one, and almost certainly they will have been. But how about scheduling their first healthy living party or their first complete transformation party to happen that first week? And, of course, the steps to get them their first check, a check of at least $100, which is what they will get if they get five customers in their first month, and hopefully a lot more than that. So what's the fast start we want someone to get off to get great results early? It's the fast track, or even the super track, as we call it. And then the fifth part of the five parts of the game plan interview is to set them some simple assignments, some simple tasks. And we'll come on to that very, very shortly. Okay, the last thing, that last principle which Eric outlines in this chapter, which is again very powerful, and this is a new one for me. That feels strange to say that. 23 years in this business, this is a new one for me. The purpose of all this is to help the new distributor get over the line. Get over the line. Interesting. When someone gets started, there is always a line between success and failure. On one side of the line, he says, it's easier to quit than to continue. On the other side of the line, it's easier to continue than to quit. Okay, that's profound, in my opinion. Jenny, don't you think so? Are you muted? Probably. I think that's very profound. There is a line between success and failure. On one side of the line, it's easier to quit than to continue. On the other side of the line, it's easier to continue than to quit.
Sorry, I was muted out. But yes, absolutely, I agree with you. And it's a new concept. It's really interesting.
It's very, very profound. And he says, what can we do to help a person get over the line? Okay, there's the list. Signing up their first customer. Yep. Signing up their first distributor. Check. Getting their first commission check. Check. Attending a big company event. Check. Any company event, any business, any Juice Plus event. Making friends inside the organization. Oh, that's a good one. Check. Making friends apart from the sponsor. Just connecting with and discovering that the other people in Juice Plus are really nice people, well worthy of friendship. Proclaiming their intentions to the world. Okay, announcing their goals, the new rep's goals, announcing them to other people who are important because that holds them accountable. Getting promoted. Okay, completing that fast track, getting them to the direct distributor position, getting them to the virtual franchisee position in 30 or 60 days. That will get that person over the line. And then being recognized for their achievements. That also gets them over the line. Very, very profound. Okay, so that's my overview of this chapter. So let's come back and look at how we get people started based on those profound principles, but also based on the system that we've been using in our business for a long time now. So what is our system? Well, it begins, for us at least, it begins with the welcome email. And all of you who have been sponsored in the past, oh gosh, I don't know, 10 years, and certainly all of you who have sponsored someone onto your team in the last 10 years, know that we send a welcome email to every single new person who joins Team Eagles. You see them as the recipient, you see them as the sponsor, and as the support line or upline, because I copy the sponsor and several others in that support line up above, so that everyone knows that there's someone new joined their team. By the way, I said every single person, with one disclaimer, and this is something that I know some of you know, but many of you don't, and I hope all of you hear this, because the exception is when the person you have sponsored has been in this company before, at any time since 1981. Because if they've been a distributor of this company before, they are already in the computer. The computer never forgets, and for some strange reason, don't ask me why, it's a computer glitch in my opinion, their name will not appear on my report when I run my report every couple of days to see who new has joined the team, our team, your team. And I'm sorry for that, I apologize for that, but that simply means if you have someone who has been in the computer before, and you may or may not know it, it's not easy necessarily to know that, but if you have any doubts, send me their email to make sure that I welcome them and, more importantly, that I add them to our Team Eagles email distribution list so they get our emails. Okay, so in that fairly rare occurrence, apart from that fairly rare occurrence, everyone gets this welcome email. The welcome email says this, apart from everything else, it says, we are here to help you in any way we can. For instance, if you joined for the Friends and Family plan, that's great. Okay, why do we start there? Simply because, in our estimation, the majority of new people signing up for Juice Plus, virtual franchise, the majority don't have any great ambitions. They probably are starting to cover their costs, the cost of their own products for their own family. And as I say here, that's great. Then I go on, if you want more from your Juice Plus business, that's great too. You set the speed limit and we will match your speed. That's a really important principle that I think we all need to adopt. We all need to communicate that we're not going to force anyone into anything. The new person sets their pace, sets their speed limit, and we will match their pace. Okay, so that one paragraph in this welcome email has introduced them to two ways to get started. You can start slowly with a Friends and Family plan, or you can get started faster with the faster plan. Not necessarily the fast track yet, not necessarily a commitment to the fast track, but with a little more intention. So the Friends and Family plan in the email, those words are a link to teamjp.net. That page is a standalone page. It doesn't have any of the other header stuff or footer stuff, if you understand that terminology. It's just simply a way to bring someone to teamjp.net and to introduce them to the business in a very low-key way. Friends and Family plan, there is another link there to if you want more from your Juice Plus business, they can follow that link to see what that means. But it really is a very gentle, very warm and fuzzy introduction. It mentions the starter kit that they will be receiving. It mentions the websites. It provides them with a one-page document that describes the Friends and Family plan, how to cover their own family's cost of Juice Plus. And at the bottom of the page, there are three webinars which explain to them how our wellness presentations work, our healthy living parties work, explains to them how the Juice Plus virtual franchise works, that webinar, and then it also provides them with a webinar on how to get started, and those are there in case they are intrigued, and hopefully they will be. But before those webinars at that page, by the way, this is teamjp.net/intro, if you want to find it, /intro. There is also a link to Jill Sell's Startup Sunday call, a recording of the live Sunday night calls, which are both for new reps getting started, but also they're a great tool to use to gently introduce someone to the business. Another way to introduce them to this business. We've had great success with prospects listening to that call, which is why it's there as another way for you to get someone to take a look, to have a listen, and to get a good feeling for what this business is all about. Okay, so what if they want more than just Friends and Family? Okay, well, the link in the welcome email and the link at that intro page takes them to a page which is entitled Launching Your Juice Plus Virtual Franchise. So this is for someone who is more ambitious, is a little more serious right from the get-go. It has the same basic introductory information as on the Friends and Family intro page, but then it lays out four steps. These are the four steps for everyone, whether it's someone who wants to make National Marketing Director in 12 months, which these days is very possible, or whether they simply want to just achieve more than simply through the Friends and Family plan. Those four steps are starting their invitation list, their memory jogger, watching some online videos to get familiar with what they will ask their prospects to watch, working on their Juice Plus and their virtual franchise stories, and then completing their starter guide training. Now, I stress, those are four steps, but those four steps, they do not do those alone. They should not do those alone. They should do those steps with their sponsor. So let me back away. I'm meeting with someone on Wednesday who has expressed an interest in our business. I expect to get her started. In fact, she's been too busy to even look at Juice Plus yet, so she'll be looking in some depth at both Juice Plus and our business at the same time. I'll get her started on the product for her and her family, and I will start coaching her through these steps between Wednesday and January the 1st. I don't expect her to sign up as a rep until January the 1st for all sorts of good reasons, not least of which is that she'll feel very comfortable and competent and confident by then, and she'll have her list, and she will have already been talking to a few of her friends and family over Christmas, so she'll have those first 5 to 10 customers all ready to get enrolled. So I will be taking her through these first four steps. Now, she is pretty serious, it would be, by my estimation, but I'm not going to do any more with her than these first four steps, helping her start her list. She will have a list of 30 by the time she gets started on January the 1st. I will send her to these videos to watch, video clips and online videos. I'll start her working on her stories, I will do the starter guide training with her before she gets started or immediately after she gets started on January the 1st. Okay, so what about the rest? Well, once she has completed those first four steps and once she is ready to get started, then she, with me there, will click on the link that says Let's Go. Because Let's Go takes us to the next four steps of getting started. So backing away again, what we're doing here is we're splitting up the getting started steps into two phases. Because that brand new person, in their first 3 to 4 weeks, they don't need any more than those first four steps. Once they've done those first four steps, then they are going to start sharing with their prospects. They're going to start inviting their prospects to just take a look at Juice Plus, using the DVDs, the CDs in their starter kit, and the online videos. So the second phase then, which someone could jump into in their second week easily, or they could wait until their second month, depends on your judgment, our judgment, as their sponsor, as to how fast they want to move. But those steps 5, 6, 7, and 8 then are getting started, going through a more detailed checklist, watching some webinars, starting to use the Tuesday and Sunday calls, and then step 6 is doing more to commit to their building their belief. I just posted on Facebook, several places on Facebook, that the new National Marketing Director speech videos, the videos of those new NMDs from our Orlando conference, are now available. They're available at teamjp.net. And any person, new or old like me, watching one of those speech videos every day for 10 to 12 days, that's going to build your belief in this business. It really is. And in step six here, we're also introducing again the fast track opportunity. And here, this sets an expectation, which is that the fast track, the 30 or 60 day fast track, is our strategy, but sales coordinator in 6 months is their destination for anyone serious. And anyone who has reached this point, step six, in these steps to a successful Juice Plus virtual franchise, is ready to hear more about that, to learn more about the 10-1-10, the fast track to sales coordinator. Step seven is a simple, practical step. Let's get some business cards. And by following that link, you can get the business cards practically for free. Of course, you can also order them through juiceplus.promotions.com, whichever you prefer. And then step eight, which they will have already launched into, is actually sharing Juice Plus with those on their list. So that's it. Those are our phases of getting a new person started. That's our approach to getting a new person started. This will be nothing new to most of you, but having described it, let's now discuss it. Let's discuss this. If you've read the book, let's discuss your reaction to chapter 9 in the book as well. So if you mute it out, please unmute and let's chat. Jenny, what would you observe about any of that from your experience?
It's funny. I love something that is right at the very first page of chapter 9. And I know that probably anybody who's been with us for a few months or a few years will be able to identify with, and that is a statement that he makes when he first got into this kind of business, where he says, "The few people that I recruited did nothing." And I thought, oh yes, I think I can identify with a lot of people who, the number of times I've heard that said, I'm sponsoring all these people, but nobody's doing anything. So I think everything that follows in this chapter is absolutely spot on. And I think, you know, if you are one of these people who feel you have a bunch of people who aren't doing anything, then what is it that Jim Rohn and Jeff Roberti all say? For things to change, you have to change. For things to get better, we have to get better, and so on. And I really think that Eric Worre is giving us some excellent pointers here in some of those changes that we can make. And some of them are, you know, relatively subtle. Others are huge. But I identified with so much of what he said in this chapter. I mean, along with, for example, when he says, you know, there will certainly be ups and downs as you build your business. There'll be good times and bad times. I mean, we all know that. If you've been around for a while, you know that there are times when you think, oh, gosh, you know. And we did this as well years ago. We said, well, do we quit now? I mean, when things were just not moving fast enough. But then along comes somebody else, a superstar, and you think, wow, I can do this. So, a lot of truth.
Yep, thanks, Jenny. So, anyone on this call would like to chip in and offer anything, ask anything at all?
Hi, Mick, this is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
You know, I'm listening to all this, and I can really track with everything that's being said. I've been with the company now since 10 years. And I've had my ups and my downs, my disappointments, like you said, I've signed up all these people, but they're not doing anything.
Join the club.
I have found out through it, because there for a while I had quite a nice sized team, and we were having monthly meetings and, you know, doing a lot of good things together, and little by little, life entered into a lot of their lives.
As it did yours.
Yep, as it did mine. And for whatever the reasons, they stepped out, stepped down, whatever they did. And it was a heartbreak for me, and as it is for you and for anyone who signs up a distributor. We have high expectations and hopes for those people. If we are achieving any success ourselves, we know it's possible for them too. And yet we cannot make that be their dream. And I think one thing that helped me back probably 5-6 years ago when we did this, when I had a pretty good sized team, we did a dream board. And it was so interesting to see how different everybody's dream boards were and what their goals and stepping stones were. And I would encourage that to anyone. I want my people, my new distributors now to do it. Because like they say in every book I've read and everything I've heard, we don't know how to dream. We've never been taught how to dream. And many of us have never been taught how to lay out stepping stones to get to that dream. You might see the big goal, the big dream at the end, but now how do I get there? And without help to reach those stepping stones, which I think you and Jenny do very well with those of us on the team that want to grow, we can leave our new distributors to flounder on their own. You know, we can give them the printout that says National Marketing Director, a goal worth pursuing, and everything that's on there, and that is really great. Wow, I'd like to have it, but now how do I get there? What does it take to get there? What are the baby steps we have to start with? And that's the starter guide. That's everything you just shared, step by step, one customer at a time. And that was the hardest thing for me to accept was, here's Mick and Jenny, and they're so successful, and they've got all these customers, and oh, my gosh, and they're growing a great business, and they've got all these distributors. How did they do that? And when it came right down to it, it was just like you're doing it, Jenny, one customer at a time, one distributor at a time, working with them, encouraging them. But like you said, Mick, you're not there to do it for me. You're there to encourage me and coach me, but it's my job to pursue that.
Such wisdom in what you just said. Two things I would pick up very much. One is that the dream side of it, oh golly, there's so much truth about dreams, and you and I both take great wisdom from, great encouragement from the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and yet dreams, the right kind of dreams, the kind of dreams that God places on your heart, those
mm-hmm.
dreams are entirely the dreams that we should be taking seriously, we should be pursuing. Yeah, there are dreams that we shouldn't pursue. I understand that totally.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that some people have that there's something wrong with having dreams, I'm sorry, I absolutely do not agree with that. Yes, you have to have good discernment, you have to have good judgment as to whether a dream is appropriate, is the right kind of thing to be working for. But you don't even get to first base in the process of using good discernment and judgment as to whether a dream is a good one or not, unless you dream, right?
Right.
And so yeah. Anything we can do to help our new reps to start the process of dreaming is a good thing. And a dream board is a great approach, a great idea. Now, as you know, Ginny, the most valuable thing about someone dreaming, documenting those dreams, actually writing them down, better still, cutting a picture out of a magazine of okay, here's an example, a picture of the Hobbit land in the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy and the Hobbit, which Jenny and I will visit in February when we're down in New Zealand. Can't wait. Putting a picture like that on a dream board of a place that you really, really want to see, because A, you love The Hobbit, B, you love J.R.R. Tolkien, the author, C, you love C.S. Lewis, who was a great friend of Tolkien's, and D, you just want to be there, want to see the place. So, you know, that kind of thing, putting it on a dream board, it's everything right about doing that. Now, once a person's done that, once you helped your team back then, Jenny, to build their dream boards, that's the first step. It's a very important step. But what might have been missing between taking that step and then connecting what this business can do to allow those people, that person, to achieve that worthwhile dream? What was missing there? Because I suspect that something was missing. Otherwise, if they could have strongly connected this business to that dream, they wouldn't have fallen off the planet.
I think what was missing, and it may have been my fault, though I tried to encourage every one of them to have the family gatherings, the to grow that customer base, to generate income coming in. You can encourage only so much, and then it has to come from within that person to want that.
True.
You can't want it for them. And I had one distributor that was gung-ho right off the bat. Oh, my gosh. She saw the big picture. Went to conference right away and actually signed up at the conference. And she had a why. She had a big why. But then her first customer, who was a close family member, after a short time, stopped taking Juice Plus. And she felt like somebody punched her in the gut, and that's all it took for her to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Those things we have no control over.
True.
And they do happen. And it was so sad because, again, I tried to encourage her. I tried to explain to her these things will happen. The fact that it was a close family member is sad, but your belief in Juice Plus is still the same. Or you would not have shared it with her. You would not have encouraged her to give it a try. The fact that that person didn't value it as much as the distributor did, she had no control over.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, okay, so coming back to the book, Ginny, that absolutely reinforces the importance of us helping the new person get quick results.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the first customer outside the household, we've always said that is the most important first step for a new person. A customer inside the household, yeah, that's one thing. But a customer outside the household, even outside the family, that's the first great step. But it's not just the first one, because as you just pointed out, that first one could be someone who, you know, for whatever reason, they might get some intestinal discomfort taking Juice Plus or something, yeah,
mm-hmm.
which maybe would cause them to stop taking it. So the goal really needs to be to get that first customer and then get 2, 3, 4 more afterwards. It's exactly the same principle as writing down on your memory jogger that invitation list, that list of contacts, the people you're going to contact. The more names you have on there, the less negative it is if you don't get one of the first 5 say yes to Juice Plus, or one of the first 10 say yes to the Juice Plus business. The more names you have, the better insurance policy you have, basically, against overreacting to a few people saying no, or a few people saying, I'll think about it. So that's the one point I would make. Now, the second thing that you talked about, which I want to pick up on, is keeping them connected. So you had regular events. There was a fellowship that you built amongst the team. And whatever happened to that, and it's absolutely no responsibility of yours, but I have to say that is one of the critical things, and it's something that Eric Worre talks about in the book, which is getting them connected and keeping them connected. Now, you don't live in a big city where there are lots of events going on, which means you have a much bigger challenge than most people. And so, basically, any events that happen are the events that you make happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big burden. That's a heavy responsibility. But that then is another reason why these Monday night calls, why the Sunday night getting started calls, why the Tuesday night calls, and there are now multiple Tuesday night calls, where there are the Tuesday calls which we have focused on our website. but also there are the new Complete Transformation Tuesday calls, which we promote at our Facebook group for Team Eagles. So these calls are not as great, obviously, as local events, but by golly, they're better than nothing. So on that note, we're past our deadline time. Let me ask, is there anyone else on the call who would like to ask any question or make any comment before I say goodnight?
I have Mick.
Yes.
It's Elizabeth. Hi.
Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I guess, because when you talked about the four steps for everybody, and then you talked about, that's someone who's kind of serious. And then I have a friend from school that I'm going to sign up that she wants to do the family and friends. And I guess I was going to do it today, but I thought, well, I don't know if it's me doing it because she wants to be able to cover her costs. And I said, well, let's wait a little bit and do a list. And then, you know, maybe I can do a little wellness presentation for you to invite all your friends over. And she seemed excited about that, but she just wants to do the family and friends. I guess I don't want to, I don't want to scare her away. So I need to figure out, I guess, what she wants from it. But is that a good idea still?
Oh, yeah, totally, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we don't want to frighten off anybody who wants to start slow. And I'll remind you what you already know because you've seen this. I would say 70% of all the new national marketing directors at our conferences, and if you watch those speeches, you'll see them. They will say, when I first signed my application to become a Juice Plus representative, I had no intention of building a business. I just wanted to help offset the cost of my product. And now there they are after, in some cases, as little as 2 or 3 years, in some cases as many as 17 or 18 years, there they are up on stage as new national marketing directors. So absolutely we don't want to scare them off. We don't want to intimidate them. And what you did is great, Elizabeth. That is the easiest way for that person to get customers.
Okay.
If they have a heart for hospitality, if they like to invite people into their home, then all they have to do is invite them over. Keep it simple. Hey, we're going to have a party. We're going to drink some healthy smoothies. We're going to eat some healthy snacks. We're going to talk a bit about how to eat healthier, how to get our families eating healthier. And, you know, that is their invitation. And then you come in and you do a very low-key, just show the DVD and explain what Juice Plus is. And by golly, some of your friends and family are going to become customers. And that's going to be great. That's exactly the way to do it. And now, the rest of this follows on from that, because once she sees how this works, once you've helped her to get her first 2 or 3 or 4 customers, then she is going to be saying, okay, tell me more, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then
that's good.
And you're waiting for your person after January 1st. Do you recommend people wait after January 1st, or if she's ready after Christmas to do it right then, or there's not
normally... Over all the years we've been doing this, we've always said, no, don't wait.
Okay.
But honestly, it depends on the person. It doesn't matter too much for someone who has no great plans or ambitions, but I know this gal is going to want to do the fast track. She's going to want to do the super track. She's going to want to get to sales coordinator in 3 months. And so I want her to get off to a fast start. So I'm going to get her set up and ready come January 1 to be able to place her first orders, and that will give her a great start for her super track, which is fast track on steroids.
Okay. Thank you.
Makes sense?
Yes, it makes sense. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And by the way, Elizabeth, one more thing. Obviously, when your friend has had her first wellness presentation, healthy living party, whatever you want to call it, that will be the point where you'll want her to meet Gretchen, your sponsor, and or get her on a connection call, welcome call with any of us, because it's when you introduce her to some other people in Juice Plus that will help her to get the bigger picture, to understand that there's more to this than, and I don't mean this in any way in a a negative sense, but there's more to this business than Elizabeth and her and Juice Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where every one of the people who join our team needs to get to understand there's a lot more to this, not in terms of it being complicated, but it's a lot bigger. And you know what? In this life, most people out there want to be part of something bigger, something part of something more important. That's why for most of us it's important to join a church, because then it's just not about us. It's about something a whole lot bigger. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, Elizabeth. Anyone else quickly? Because I'm starving.
This is Ginny. I'd just like to one comment. I really liked what you said about what was in the book, and I have not read it, but I liked what you said, and I don't remember the exact verbiage, but about my job is to get you to be independent and on your own as fast as possible, as soon as possible.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Ginny, that is so powerful, isn't it?
It is, because I never realized that was one of my goals. And I think that that may be part of some of the mistakes I've made, trying to mother my distributors instead of be independent.
Isn't that a good point? And isn't that a big difference between most men and most women in this business? We men would tend to go more towards the let's. Okay, son, man up. The father would say to the teenage boy, whereas the mother to the teenage girl, not so much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very interesting. You're absolutely right, Ginny. And hey, listen, don't feel bad about it. Don't harbor guilt. Go on.
I don't feel bad about it because I'm learning from it.
Good, exactly. So what we need to do is to learn and grow and get better, and then we can be better and we can do better, especially for the people we feel responsibility for. And, you know, that's where it all comes back to. You know, you and I feel a strong burden of responsibility for the people we sponsor onto our teams, and that's a really good thing. But what you just highlighted is the fact that that responsibility is more to help them become independent, successful very quickly, rather than forever having them dependent on us, which is not healthy.
They're never going to pay it forward and build their own team if we don't release them to do that.
That's exactly it. Exactly it. Ginny, thanks so much for that. Elizabeth, thanks for your question and your comments. So, everybody on the call and listening to this, we hope you have a fabulous Juice Plus week. We will have our next call talking about events and promoting events, which is the third most important thing, if not the most important thing in our business, next Monday night. Meanwhile, we hope you have a great Juice Plus week. Get out there and share the complete transformation with everybody, people, because from the beginning of January, that's going to be a huge focus for us. So thanks again. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.